Roger. I'm here. Can you compare the previous matches against Kei Nishikori? Did you find, is there any difference Kei today?
Well, I played him in the semis of Halle and I saw him volley a lot against him and it was very close. And then in Miami, I was up a set and a break. He broke back. I was up a break again. He broke back and I ended up turning the round. And I think really, really playing well down the stretch. So I think with my game, I have the capability of really making maybe feel uncomfortable and mixing it up, you know. But it's not always possible. He's shown that in the past. When he gets the upper hand against almost any player from the baseline, he's very difficult to beat. But today, for some reason, he couldn't get it done. And maybe I was playing too well defense and offense and mixing up my serve good enough, you know. But I know that Kei can play better, so for me it was really important to take advantage of the fact that I was feeling really good and then maybe he was struggling a little bit today.
Roger, back here. You just touched on the 1,000 matches situation, and I'm sorry if this has been asked previously to today, but so that was in your is in your mind to some degree. Is the number one ranking in your mind at all as you continue to play here?
Not really. Today on the court, I didn't think of it once. It's the first time I think of it today. So I'm just trying to play a good tournament, to be quite honest, because I know how difficult it is. Novak looks great. No disrespect to the other players on the other side. I know they can. They're going to have their chance against Novak as well, Stan and Berdych. But I've played Novak here in previous years, and I know how tough he is to beat here. And for me, it was never the goal to finish world number one. So my focus is rather to trying to win the World Tour Finals here, and then play a good finals next week. And then the rankings, anyway, are going to follow or not. So I'm just pleased that I'm winning my matches right about now.
Roger, if you could just take a second to look at men's tennis at the moment through the eyes of a fan, would you be excited about the new wave or the new generation that are coming through, or would you, like some of us, possibly thinking it's never going to be this good again for a generation?
No, I mean, I think it's going to remain good for a while now, because Novak and Rafa and Murray, they're way younger than I am, and they're going to be around for a while. Then the next generation, Nishikoris and Raonics and Dimitrovs, etc., I think they're going to be only going to get better and hopefully eventually going to win the bigger tournaments, you know, like the thousands, these kind of events as well, and so forth. And the slams, and then I think the next generation is the one that I think I am very curious about, to see like which sort of 16, 17 year old to like 20 year old is going to make the break in the next few years. It seemed to be very hard to do as of late, but there is some talent there, and I'm looking forward to see how that's gonna go. So I think it's actually very exciting times, to be quite honest, for fans. We have record numbers in attendance everywhere we go now. Facilities are being upgraded as we speak. So I think it's actually really good times. And yeah, the usual guys that everybody knows for a long time still enjoy the game and like to be, you know, out on center court as well, and accepting the challenge of the young guys.